Слава Ісусу Христу до вашого дому! Добрий день! Вітаємо вас у нашій русинській релації. Нашим спонсором є Общество Карпато-Русинів в Америці. Приходимо к вам кожну неділю і граємо про вас найліпші русинські пісні. Теж презентуємо вам найновші справи і інформації о русинах зо світа.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Carpatho-Russian Society Heritage Program, brought to you each and every Sunday right here on AM 73 WPIT in Pittsburgh and streaming live over the internet at WPITAM.com. We have an action-packed show for you today, but before we start, I want to wish Warren Resnicek a happy 49th birthday. He celebrated a birthday yesterday, and Warren is a longtime sponsor of the Carpatho-Russian Society Heritage Program, and he also sponsored today's program. Warren, hey, where is that? There it is! All right, ladies and gentlemen. Only one more Warren until the big 5-0, so we're going to have to do something special for you next year. Warren is a CRS member in Louisville, Nebraska, and we thank him for sponsoring today's show. He has a couple requests that we'll get to in just a little bit. But for Catholic faithful, this day is the last day of Fashanga, or as you would call Mardi Gras for the Eastern Christians. And tomorrow we start Lent. So what am I giving up this year? I don't like onions, so I think I'll give up onions. What about you, Mark? What are you giving up? Studying?
Procrastination.
You're giving up procrastination?
I'm giving up procrastination, but I haven't made up my mind exactly what form that'll take, so I'll do that probably later tonight.
I'll give up some onions. You know what? Like I said, I'll give up 1 year. I just gave up giving up stuff.
There you go.
All right. Well, let's start with the ladies from Uriabina with Fashanga, Fashanga.
Fashanga, Fashanga,
I would like to thank longtime sponsor of the Carpatho-Russian Society Heritage Program, Warren Resnicek of Louisville, Nebraska, for sponsoring today's show. He sent me a letter the other day and says, Slava Iisusu Christu, dear Dean, encloses a donation to help support the Carpatho-Russian Society Heritage Program on the 19th of February. It is my birthday, and on yesterday was his birthday, so happy birthday again to you, Warren. And he said he would like to hear a couple of requests. And the first request he had was Folklorni Subor Rutenika with Dajže Bože Dobrý Čas. So we have another one from him, and we'll hear another version of Dajže Bože in a little bit as well from some of his favorite singers. So let's get to Dajže Bože by Folklorni Subor Rutenika. Now, I know you guys are all at home and you're thinking, ooh, I know the words of this song. You know what? I want to be able to hear you sing these words here at the radio station. Enjoy. So, you know, I'm sitting here in the studio live on Facebook, and I just get a couple of Facebook IMs saying, you know what, we're going to give up listening to you. Please don't do that. Don't give up listening to the Carpathia Russian Society Heritage Program. This should be one of your penances, I guess. Huh? Does that sound okay, Mark? I don't know about that.
It's too much of a pleasure. Can't be a penance.
Yep.
It's a gift.
You can listen to the Carpathia Russian Society Heritage Program live right here on AM 73 or via the internet at www.wpitam.com. But if you happen to miss our weekly broadcast, you can always catch us on our archives. If you want to listen to all of our archives, just go to www.c-rs.org, scroll down the left-hand side, and look for Russian Radio. We are in our eighth year of broadcasting, and we do want to continue this radio's support, this radio program for you, but we do need your financial support. I'd like to thank Warren Resnicek of Louisville, Nebraska, for sponsoring today's broadcast in its entirety. But in just a few short weeks, I know we just start Lent this week and next week, but if you're looking to sponsor maybe an Easter program on Catholic Easter on April 8th or Orthodox Easter on the 15th of April, please give me a call and I can tell you how to do so. Give me a buzz at area code 412-877-9351 if you're interested in making a donation or sponsoring one of the special Easter broadcasts that will be coming up in April. Next, let's go to Lemkovina. This is I Am Digging a Well, Kopal Krinichenku.
Kopale, kopale, krene, če neko ne dile, neko divi. Ljubive kokav, divi če no neko ljubi. нам не людями собі. О, Єжер, на мене буде
Join the Carpatho-Russian Society, National Capital Chapter, and the Slovak American Society of Washington on Saturday, March 17th at 2 p.m. for The Linden and the Oak, a Russian novel comes to life. Author Mark Wanza will discuss the use of genealogy and family memories in writing an historic novel. The Linden and the Oak is a highly acclaimed novel about two Carpatho-Russian families in a village in northeastern Slovakia, caught up in the tidal waves of World War I, revolution, and immigration from the old country to America. Books will be available for purchase and signing. So once again, that is Saturday, March 17th at 2 p.m., and this will take place at the Braddock District Governmental Center in Burke, Virginia. For those of you listening online and would like some more information, please contact Pat Onufrak at area code 703-968-8192, or you can email this address, dcpresident@c-rs.org. All right, now it's time for Warren's second request. He likes Maria Matryoshkova and Hanka Porachova a lot. He loves them a lot. And he goes, you know, I want to hear Chorny Ochka Yak Teden from their album that they produced together a year and a half ago. So, Warren, once again, we want to thank you for sponsoring today's program. Happy birthday to you. And as you requested, here is Chorny Ochka Yak Teden.
чужую, 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 поп'єм свою збудую, збудую. Чужа хата, чужа хата, не своя, чужа хата, не своя, не своя, не своя, я дівчина, не твоя, не твоя. Чужую не веди, не веди, збудуй хату свободи, 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 а в чужую не веди, не веди. Стара дай, стара дай, бо молода не хце, я бодала, але ще мі не хце. Стара дай, бо молода не хце, я бодала, але ще мі не хце.
And now some news from the Russian homeland. Mark's getting happy over there. Some news from the homeland. The village of Bayarovse is buried in snow, and the school children had to be transported in the village's tractor. That's right. The recent blast of winter weather, wind, and snow caused problems in the village of Bayarovse, which is in the township of Sabino in Shadish County. Blowing snow drifts cut off the village from the rest of the world. So it was way just right out there, Mark. It's just way out there. The children could not get out of school, and the mayor had to use the village's tractor to get to them. Mayor Mikhail Sikarak had to deal with almost zero visibility. Since it was too dangerous to travel by car, him and a crew of helpers got into the tractor to dig out the children. The wind blew so hard there was a problem breathing, said Mayor Sikarak. The road to Bayarovse was in bad shape and traveling was very risky. Therefore, the mayor went to plow the state road himself. Maybe some of our local people should listen to this, right? The mayor plowing roads? You'd never see that here. It was a good thing that the mayor was here because the students that live in the neighboring village would have been stranded after school let out, says the mayor. I learned of it a little bit late. The students were standing there, but fortunately did not leave to try and walk home. So I, as mayor, went after them, got the tractor, and took them home. He decided that school would be closed for the next day. You see that happening here, Mark? He's just shaking his head no.
I can't conceive of it.
Well, for those of you that don't know that there has been a major winter blast of weather in Eastern Europe, and I see that Kiki Spivak is online listening to us. She can attest to it. So over the last couple weeks, there were over 600 dead because of this. Anywhere between 1 to 3 feet of snow. Temperatures as low as 25 below zero Fahrenheit. Winds as high as 75 miles an hour. And this was all in like a two-week period from the end of January to just about a week ago. So they've been going through a little bit of a deep freeze there. So hopefully they're warming up. And I think, Mark, you said that in Belgrade, it's warmer there than it is here.
It's actually 41 there. We're at 38 in downtown Pittsburgh.
So Keeks, you're nice and warm over there in Belgrade, huh?
34 in Košice, 10 in Kyiv, Ukraine.
Okay. Well, speaking of Ukraine, let's enjoy this number from Zakarpattia. So I just heard from our friend Kiki Spivak, who is in Belgrade. She says, well, of course, instead of having dog sleds now to get everywhere, we're needing to find rowboats in the snow and start rowing everywhere as the 2+ feet of snow start to melt.
Whoosh.
That's the only problem from going from 22 below to 40 in a couple of days. Everything just, boop, melts, and I'm sure the Danube will be flooded all over Eastern and Central Europe. Well, last week, ladies and gentlemen, I was the keynote speaker for the Cleveland chapter. They were doing the winter celebrations of the Russens, and I talked about songs, music, and dance of the Russens, and one of the dances that I started to describe was the Verbung. And I said, you know, the Russens, the Slovaks, we all share a lot of the different dances, and this one in particular, the Verbung, is where the sergeant would come into the village, usually was a Hungarian sergeant, and would get all the eligible draftees into the bar, feed them some drinks, do some dancing, give them more drinks, do some more dancing, give them more drinks, do some dancing, and say, hey, this is what we do every day if you'd like to join the army. Then they'd wake up the next day, probably nice and hungover in somewhere else, and they're thinking, oh, this is going to be great, and it's not what they planned at all. So next, what we're going to do is play a general style of Verbung and Chadodash from Eastern Slovakia, used by both the Slovaks and the Rusyn. So let's hear it, Mark. Looking for some tours this summer to the Rusyn homeland? Well, we have two of them for you. The first one is the 11th Carpatha Rusyn Society Heritage Tour from July 10th to July 20th, visiting Rusyns in Slovakia, Poland, and Ukraine. This trip is a trip of a lifetime. You get to experience all of the Rusyns in those countries there. It is a great tour. I was director of it two or three times, and John Ringetti does an excellent job taking you and showing you all it means to be Russian. If you're interested in this 11th Carpatho-Russian Heritage Tour, please call John Ringetti at area code 412-749-0675. Again, that's 412-749-0675. I had to look at the paper there. I call him all the time. I forgot his number. The second one will take place from July 20th until August 2nd, and this is the Lemko Homeland Tour. Learn about the Lemko people, their history, culture, and the events that help shape their lives. Visit the village of your ancestors and walk in their footsteps. Don't miss out. Register now. Deadline is coming up. So if you're interested in the Lemko Homeland Tour, July 20th to August 2nd, please call Nancy Revac at area code 310-473-8522. Again, that's Nancy Revac. Area code 310-473-8522. I want to thank again Warren Resnicek of Louisville, Nebraska, for sponsoring today's show. It's his 49th birthday yesterday, and I did say we would play another Dijah Borja for him. This one was recorded in 2009 when my dad and I were there, and it does have his favorite singers, your favorite singers there, Maria Mashushkova and Anna Porachova, and if you listen carefully, you can hear my dad singing in the background Dijah Borja. So once again, happy birthday, Warren. And you can hear me chucking away at my Bugatti in the background there as well. So as we end with Shitskim Dobre from Vojvodina, I want to thank you for joining us today on the Carpatho-Russian Society Heritage Program. But as we're listening, I want you to pull out those pens and pencils and get that calendar ready, because on April 28th, the Carpatho-Russian Society's Pittsburgh chapter will be holding a spring fling. We're going to get together after the Easter holiday, all of us. We're going to celebrate what it means to be Russian. So we're going to get together. I'm going to have more information for you in the upcoming weeks. But mark that calendar for Saturday, April 28th. Spring Fling, sponsored by the Pittsburgh chapter of the Carpatho-Russian Society. We'll see you all next week right here on AM 73 WPIT in Pittsburgh. Streaming live over the internet at WPITAM.com. And you can get us on our archives in about 2 or 3 hours. c-rs.org. Have a great week. We'll see ya. once again, I would like to thank everyone who supports this program. If you have any announcements or would like to make a donation, please write me, Dean Palocca, 2201 Forest Grove Road, Coriopolis, PA, 15108, or you can call me at 412-877-9351, or please email me, russinradio@c-rs.org. Please join us again next Sunday at 2:30 right here on AM 730 WPIT for another unique and interesting Carpatho-Russian Society Heritage Program. Дорогие русинские братья и сестры, бар сердечно вам дякуємо, же се слухали нашу релацию. Дуфаме, же се вам любил наш несный программ. Позиваме вас слухати следующу неделю о 5:30 години на станиці WPIT на фреквенцію 730. Тримайтеся красне і з Богом!